It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello. Welcome to Talking Flicks. JT here. Grant Lee is here as well. Happy Friday, Mr. Good Lee.
Oh, happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to all of our podcast listeners.
Yes, as our well. Talking Flicksters, Mr. Lee. They have a
Talking Flicksters.
Name. Yes, they have a name. Don't forget that.
Yes,
they are our Talking Flicksters. How are you going, Mr. Lee? How are you feeling today? Feeling good?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, for Friday. I haven't worked a Friday for a little while, but yeah, I'm having a good day today. So,
yeah. No, you didn't
Are you surprised that I'm there?
Didn't work Monday, though. So, yeah, still haven't put in a full week, have you?
No. Well, I was at work because have finally finished our renos.
Congratulations.
So that was our last day.
Congratulations. I would like ask you how they were, but last time I did that, you went on for about 15 minutes, giving you the brandy speech to every supplier in Tamworth. So I won't make the same mistake twice. But how does it look, Miss Lee? Because it's, you know, back in the day, I remember how the 4 and 6 in Tamworth looked. How is it now? And the customers must be so happy with these renos.
They are. They're so happy. It is very modern. The colour scheme, I have to say, Red Chair Interiors did all the colour schemes, and it is incredible. I love all the LED lights we've got. We've got TVs galore, 19 of them, in the foyer alone. Oh, you should see all the TVs. All the posters are gone. We've got TVs now instead of posters, which are great. And it just gives you a really nice feel. And, you know, our counter now, it's absolutely gorgeous. I really like it. I don't know. It just feels like a different place, and it feels really welcoming, and that's what I like.
Mm. No, it's really good. I was going to say, different place, same customer service. Yes.
Correct. And same friendly smiles.
Exactly, Mr. Lee. No, yeah. I really am excited about it. And you know what? I'm sure all those in Tamworth will be excited as well, because it's now. You're done. It's complete. So,
where it is. Now we've just got to wait for Wagga to get their renos all finished, because they're currently going through renovations. And they're closed during the day, but they're open overnight. Weekends they're open all weekend, day and night. But during the days they're just having a few workmen do some stuff around the place. So, yeah. And then I bet you Orange will be the next ones will say, hey, what about us? We need refurbishment.
Yes. Well, no, it's great to see these refurbs happening. And, yeah, if you are in Tamworth, make sure you get along, maybe even this weekend, to go down and suss out and see how awesome the work looks. Mr. Lee, as we get into Talking Flicks, it's been a big week already for us so far. We had Ryan Corr from Kangaroo on the podcast on Wednesday. Wasn't he awesome? He was a great chat.
Oh, you know what? I'd really like to meet him in a pub and just have a drink with him. And
just seems like that kind of guy, doesn't he? Like, he's just...
does.
Just a legend.
Down to earth.
And he's so appreciative of the cinema industry as well. He was, and that was one of the great things about such a down to earth guy. So, and we will be running the rule over Kangaroo very soon, along with a whole bunch of other great movies that are out this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas. We'll take a look at some top fives. Mr. Lee has some real news. Do you want to give us a bit of one sizzle of what's coming up in your real news segment today?
Well, I can, but will it wreck it? But I will. I will tell you. Some stuff about Demon Slayer, the new one that's just come out.
Okay.
Well, very interesting.
Have to wait a little bit because it is coming up later on in the podcast. Plus, someone will walk away with another double pass to the movies with our secret code word. It could be anywhere, Mr. Lee. Seriously, it could be like come up in like 5 seconds.
It could. Yep. It's anywhere within our podcast. You've got to listen to the whole podcast to get it.
When you hear it, you head online, enter the code into the podcast form, and you could be off to see a movie of your choosing at the Forum 6 or Odeon 5 cinemas.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Look, we can't talk enough about Kangaroo, can we, JT?
No.
Kangaroo is the movie that everyone needs to go and watch. It's the new comedy family action. It is directed by Kate Woods. It was just such a great honour to talk to Ryan on Wednesday. We found a little bit more out about the movie, so take a listen to that podcast on Wednesday after you listen to this one. But, you know, it's just something that, you know, you enjoy, and it's a true story.
Yeah, it is. Chris Brolga, which is, and about saving kangaroos. And, kangaroos are so cute. We love our kangaroos, don't we? Yeah. Well, we'll run the rule over Kangaroo in just a sec. Before we do, though, let's have a listen to the trailer.
Charlie, not again.
Mum, please.
And I told you, no more ruse. Someone else can save them.
Only three this time.
I miss you, Dad.
I miss him too, Charlie.
We'll get through this.
I've been doing the weather for 6 years. I'm sick of it.
Chris, take some time out. It might actually make you happy.
Oh, no.
Thought you might need some help with your car.
Who are you?
I'm Charlie. She looks pretty hungry.
Come on, jump in. I'm just kidding. Back on in again.
I hate this town.
My dad taught me how to look after roos. When it's time, we'll bring them back to country where they belong.
Please tell me that's Vegemite.
Through milkshake. Mm-hmm.
How long's that going to take?
About a week.
Oh.
He can stay at your guest house.
Lovely atmosphere, massive bathroom.
You'll love it. Where's the bathroom?
Ta-da!
Out there. It's been a long
time coming. You saved the Joey. You have to take care of her.
I don't know what to do.
Charlie, she's special, isn't she? Why are you always running away from people who care about you?
She really looks up to you, you know.
Crikey. We'll take it
higher. Have you ever driven a bus?
No.
Do you know anything about the local area?
No.
So what makes you think you're the right person for the job?
I have no life and I'm completely broke.
Welcome aboard. Keep it burning.
Be careful, eh? You might make some new friends. I need someone to look after this little lady for a bit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a story inspired by Chris Brolga Barnes, who was the founder of the Kangaroo Century, Mr. Lee. And I believe he played a big part in this film and the reason why it was such a success.
Yeah, he did, which is really good. Look, it also stars Brooke Satchwell, Rick Donald, and a newcomer who plays Charlie, Lily Whiteley. And I think we're going to have to watch out for her in the future because I think she's going to be a big star.
Yeah, well, Ryan raved about her in Wednesday's podcast, didn't he? Like about, how she'd often ask for advice. Yeah, and between the two of them, they just have done a fantastic job. So that is Kangaroo. It's an Aussie comedy family adventure. Make sure you get out and support Aussie films. Something else you should be supporting, Miss Lee, every time is a Margot Robbie film.
Because it is. And I know you're going to go see this because it's got Margot in it.
I'm going to have to. Margot can do no wrong, Mr. Lee. She just can't.
Correct. No, and she can't. She is such a great actress. Look, she's teaming up with Colin Farrell in, as you said, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. And it's all about two strangers who meet at a wedding and then they meet up again and go through some very important stages of their life, which kind of has a chance to alter their futures. Let's have a listen.
So we live in the same city.
Are you going to ask me out?
Would you like to be asked out?
Wouldn't be worth the risk.
Do you want an onion ring?
Please. This is the only ring I'll be getting from you. You headed back to the city?
I might make a little detour. I'm a big fan of scenic routes.
Me too.
Why are you single?
I suppose I hadn't met the right one yet. What about you?
I'm meant to be alone.
Do you really believe that? I don't wanna go,
think I'll make it worse. What is that?
Maybe we should go through it.
Are you going to tell me what's going on?
I don't know, but I think that's my high school.
No, no, wait.
What?
You know, high school.
It's okay. Come on.
David, you're late. Come on.
How old am I?
15.
I'm 15.
Cool. How old am I?
I don't know, 40?
I'm going to kill you. This one's for me. I used to come here with my mom. Nice to share this with someone again.
However this plays out, it ends in me hurting you.
Why are you so convinced that we're gonna hurt each other?
Were you not paying attention? That's who we are. Mom,
I miss you. You are capable of being happy. You just have to choose it.
This journey, I think it's a chance for us to be happy.
I know how this ends.
It could be the beginning.
Yeah, it's a big, bold, beautiful journey, Mr. Lee. Now, I've got to say, Margot looks very mature in this particular movie when I watched the trailer.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she? You still go watch it because it's her.
Well, I do, but I'm just surprised because she's hooked up with a guy that's about 15 years older, basically. Like, it's, you know, she's only 35. Colin Farrell is getting close to 50. It's not fair, Mr. Lee. It's just not.
50's not old. Come on. 50's not old.
Oh, isn't it, Mr. Lee?
No, it's not. But isn't it such a good... Hey, can I ask a question?
Sure.
If you had the chance to go back in time to one important part of your life, like what they're doing, which is something, what would you go back to?
Oh, Mr. Lee, where can I start? How long we got? We're going to run out of time. Yeah, but you're right.
Yeah, it's a bit scary, isn't it? Like, I'm like you. Like, where would I start? Like, I wouldn't have a faintest idea. I know I wouldn't want to go back to high school. Definitely not back to
high school. No, out of school. But mind you, though, the holidays were good. So many holidays every year. What was it, 6 weeks at the end of the year? Yeah, Jesus, too good.
Christmas, January.
Yeah, so a big, bold, beautiful journey. Great for if you want a nice little romance film mixed with a bit of drama. Colin Farrell, Margot Robbie, Kevin Klein, the list goes on. Now, Mr. Lee, this one's right up your alley, this next one. A movie about a Great Dane. This writer, she develops a bond with this massive dog, and it belonged to a friend that had passed. And with this dog, she's kind of coming to terms with her past and the life she's living now, which, yeah, I think that the dog really helps.
Yeah, and it's such an interesting thing because dogs have a lot of emotions. Dogs know a lot more about things than what we think of. And can I just say, my dog is sitting right beside me right as we're talking. Every week he is always beside me as we do the podcast. Oh, he follows me everywhere.
Yeah. Hello, Zeusy. Yeah,
He just loves being here. And this is what she's working out, that, you know, the dog is going through a bit of emotion because he's lost his owner. And, you know, they've both lost a friend. Dogs are a great thing. I love dogs.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you tell?
I can tell. Yes, you're a dog person, Mr. Lee. This one stars Naomi Watts, Bill Murray, Ann Dowd, Constance Wu as well. Let's take a listen to The Friend.
Iris, I need to talk with you. It's about the dog. I wanted to ask if you could take him.
No, I can't. No.
This is what Walter wanted after he died.
Why would he say that?
You were his best friend.
He's there at the top of the hill, between the two bridges, silhouetted against the limpid sky.
You're making this up.
He could have a point, but the fact is the dog magically appeared.
He can't stay. Management company, they are very strict.
Not a problem. I'm working on it. Just a few days.
Bad dog.
That's just great.
How's the book going? There's considerable interest, and we've got to capitalize on it now.
I just can't keep having him here. He's taken over my bed, and it's getting in the way of my work.
I don't think it's about the dog.
He's in mourning. He lost his master.
How would you feel?
If Walter were here, what would you like to say to him?
I want to tell him that no matter how much I sleep, I'm exhausted. That I feel as though I'm losing control.
You moved the dog.
I'll sit here, too.
You're not thinking of keeping him now.
Of course not.
You okay, bud?
I could feel him missing Walter in the same way I did.
The dog provides essential emotional support.
I guess I saw it the other way around, like I'm the emotional support human and it's the dog that can't cope. What? I keep thinking of you. How among all the other questions certain to have come to you was...
What's gonna happen to the dog?
Deep, Miss Lee. Looks like you really connected with that trailer. You know, you were there and you were taking it in, and you looked a bit sad, Mr. Lee.
I was a bit sad because I know what that dog must be going through. Like, the dog has emotion. You can see it in its eyes, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, and it's a real feel good film. So if you're looking for something to really pull at the heartstrings, that is The Friend. Now, Miss Lee, you can tell that we are getting closer to school holidays because there's some new kiddie movies that are starting to hit the big screen. None bigger than Dora, everyone's favourite friend.
Yeah, look, she's in a new Magic Mermaid adventure, and it's all about when Dora and Boots go and turn into mermaids, and they actually go for a mermazing underwater adventure. Did I say that all right? and they have a new friend, Marcel, the mermaid, and her dolphin bestie, Rosa. So that's a little bit of fun. So that's out this week. And another one is Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie. And this, I have to say, looks actually quite funny. It's got Kirsten Wiig, Logan Bailey, Gloria Estefan. And it's all about Gabby, who goes on a road trip with her grandma, Gigi. And unfortunately, Gabby's dollhouse, her most prized possession, gets taken away by the evil, eccentric cat lady named Vera. And so poor Gabby's got to go on an adventure trying to find where her dollhouse has gone.
Oh, poor Gabby. Well, I'm interested to see how this one all pads out. So that's Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie. And we spoke about it last week, Mr. Lee, because we had it at some advanced screening, didn't we, of The Bad Guys 2, which looks very funny.
It does. And I have to say, advanced screenings last weekend at Tamworth, Wagga and Orange really went off for this movie, The Bad Guys. It has got the voices of Sam Rockwell and also Craig Robinson and Awkwafina, who I just love. I think she's brilliant. But it is when the bad guys are trying to be good, be very good actually, let me just say, when the bad girls come and try to do the bad thing and try to actually they break into a place and try to take some stuff, which they shouldn't be. And the bad guys know that's bad.
Yes, that's exactly right. So there you go. That is The Bad Guys 2. Also screening, Mr. Lee. We've got some great movies out there. There's actually a lot going on, isn't there?
There certainly is. We've got Ocean with David Attenborough, Caught Stealing, The Conjuring Last Rites, Downton Abbey, The Grand Finale, Freakier Friday, The Naked Gun, The Roses, Jolly LLB 3, Mirror. Check your local cinema website or box office screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Well, last week we kicked things off in the USA, Mr. Lee, but today, well, we're going somewhere a little bit different.
We are. Let me just say, get your pappadums.
Oh, yes.
Get your butter chicken.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? Rogan Josh. We could have that for lunch.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Let's do that for lunch.
I'm inspired now. Yeah. How good are the pappadums? Oh, garlic naan. Naan bread too. Oh, yeah.
Love naan bread. If you haven't worked out, we're off to India and they've got their top four movies. Number four is The Fantastic Four, First Steps. Number three is Toy Story, the re-release for 2025. Number two is The Roses. And number one for India Can I just say, you worked that in very, very well with the indie music and the drum roll, so thank you. Number one is The Conjuring Last Rites.
Well, it's great to see a horror number one in India. Let's see what the number one movie is for Oz. I think you'll be very surprised. Number five is The Long Walk. What's the go with that one? What was The Long Walk?
The Long Walk is all about these people who go on a walk, and if you stop walking, you're killed. And whoever gets to the end of the walk wins all the prize money.
Oh, great. Okay. That's number five for us. Number four is The Roses, which, again, another one of these great funny movies. Number three, Downton Abbey, the grand finale. Number two sees The Conjuring Last Rites. And number one, Mr. Lee, what doing? Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Infinity Castle, the Bollywood film, right?
No, this is an anime movie, Japanese anime movie.
That's right.
You were close, because there are a lot of Bollywood films, and there are always Bollywood films. But, yeah.
It's not a good day, Miss Lee. It's not a good day.
You're thinking about Papa Dums and Naan Bread, aren't you?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what the hell I thought that. But, yeah, okay. Well, there must be massive following with that. Massive following.
Yeah, there is. And I will let you all know that we will be getting it. It's just our lineup of movies at the moment in Orangetown with the Wagga are very tight. We've got so many movies, but we've got this one starting next week in all our three sites. So looking forward to it.
Do you hear that, Flicksters? That's an excuse. There you go. Just he's just dug himself a deeper hole, but he can get himself out of it and he can come back with this.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
Look, talking still about Demon Slayer, the Infinity Castle, it's actually made history in the States. It's actually taken $70 million, and it was number one in America for the last week. That's huge.
I'll look at it now. I mean, yeah, the Kimetsu is a Japanese word, so yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. Anyway.
It's all good. That's stress. Globally, it's taken $333 million. US dollars, which that's massive for a Japanese movie in itself. But it's so good because, you know, things like The Conjuring that's been, you know, out, Downton Abbey was its first week. It was released over there as well as here. And you think a anime movie has gone that well, that's pretty big news. So I think Sony are very, very happy who own Crunchyroll. They'll be very happy to see it, number one.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Massive movie. Maybe something on the cards down the track to go and see when Mr. Lee eventually gets it in. Now, Practical Magic, Mr. Lee, did you like the film when it was dropped back in, 1998?
I did, actually. I really enjoy it. I'm surprised you actually knew it was back then. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I only would have been about 10 when that one came out.
No way.
But so I'm hearing that there's a number two with Nicole Kidman.
Yes, and also Sandra Bullock, because they were in the first one as well. And they've just now wrapped production. Nicole actually put it on her Instagram on Saturday saying that the sequel, who it's been taking so long, as Jay just said, 1998 was the first one come out, has just finished. And it's now going to be in post-production, and it's not scheduled to be released until September next year.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Well, last week, geez, I ran out of two boroughs last week, right? And all this stuff down. I've got three this week, so I'm going to last. But if you want to hear about everything happening at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas, Grant Lee has the scoop. Where do we start, Miss Lee? Where do you want to go? Do all three cinemas at once.
Yeah, I think we should do all three at once, and I know that we're all playing this. So October 19, we've got the National Theatre Live, which is Inter Alley. Then on October 31, we're all playing the 50th anniversary screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. November 7 to 9, we're playing Back to the Future, 40th anniversary. November 23, we've got the Met Opera, La Bohemia. Then December 7th, the next Andre Rules 2025 Christmas concert, Merry Christmas, will be screening. I have my tickets on sale now for that one. And then December 14, we're going to wrap the year up with National Theatre Live's The Importance of Being Earnest.
Oh, so that's good.
Looking forward to all those. Now, on October 4 and 5, the Forum 6 in Wagga and the Odeon 5 in Orange, they're playing the re-released 3D version of Avatar, The Way of the Water, which I have to say, 3D was made for Avatar. Or was Avatar made for 3D? What came first? I think 3D did, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But it's such a fantastic franchise, Avatar. And, one of the highest grossing films of all time, was Avatar. So, so great to see it back on the big screen.
It certainly is. And then September 29, I've got the next Bollywood movie called OG screening. And then on October 15, I've got my next seniors movie and lunch for The Travellers happening. So that's in Tamworth.
There you go. I love that. Now, Mr. Lee, let's give away some free movie tickets, okay? Because we last week did a code reveal. So how this works is very simple. At some point during the podcast, we will drop a random code. You go online, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, enter that code and your details, and if we draw your name out, then you're a winner. You score yourself a double pass to go and see a movie you want to go and see, something if you're choosing at either cinema. Mr. Lee, you got the popcorn bucket there. You want to reach in and we'll...
I have. Okay. I'm just reaching in now. And the lucky winner is Sophie Harrington from Tamworth.
Well done, Sophie. Our first winner. That's great.
First win. So all you need to do, Sophie, is come into the box office in Tamworth and we'll hook you up with some free tickets.
Just by simply going online and dropping the code word. Last week it was Grantham, which was tied to Downton Abbey. We have a new code word this week, Mr. Lee, and the code word, please, is...
Margot Robbie.
Ooh. Okay, locked in. Margot Robbie, yeah.
Do you reckon Jay had anything to do with that code word this week?
Not at all, Mr. Lee. Not at all. I don't choose the words. You do. So, but I do, I've got to say, Mr. Lee, you do have style. So I do appreciate that. So Margot Robbie, head online now, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Make sure you register and you could be next week's winner. Now, speaking of next week, Mr. Lee, what's happening on the big screen? I noticed that Demon Slayer is about to make an appearance. Well,
it is. It will be screening next week. We've also got a movie. It's a dark comedy, action, crime, drama, thriller. And they're actually saying Oscar buzz already for this movie. It's called One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn. And they're actually saying it is big. Sketch, which is a family movie comedy all about a young girl whose sketchbook falls into a strange pond and then all her drawings come to life. Plus, what week would it be without a horror? We've got The Strangers Chapter 2.
Which is great. Yeah, I can't. Well, that's my pick next week, Mr. Lee. I know that you're oozing over One Battle After Another. And yes, that movie could very well be what gets me over the line with my Oscar predictions next year. So I may have to circle back to that one. However, The Strangers Chapter 2, another horror, that's got me hooked. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
I just, they freak me out. I just can't do horrors.
First one was brilliant. This one's going to be probably even better. So that's what's happening next week. Next Friday, we'll have all the details on those movies and more. We're back on Wednesday at midday with our Flickster. It is back. Obviously, we had this week off with our Ryan Core chat. But next week, Mr. Lee, who's in the hot seat and what movie are we watching?
Look, we can't talk enough about Kangaroo. So we've got Riley, who actually did, I think it was a Minecraft movie for us a few months back. He's back and he's going to be talking all about Kangaroo. He was a great talker. He did really well. He's not back again, I was actually impressed.
Jesus Christ. Well, I look forward to 30 minutes. I'm not going to get back again next week. So no, he'll do a great job. He'll do a great job.
He will do a great job.
Yes, and he's
great guy. He's a great kid.
So the whole family's going off to see Kangaroo this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be good fun, and we'll get to talk about it next week. I hope it's as good as it looks, Mr. Lee, because from what I've seen from the trailer and you know, obviously, you know, the chat we had with Ryan, it all sounds really good. So I'm hoping that it's exactly what everything that it looks like it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, as we were saying, Runt was great last year, and I think this is down the same track, so I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, beautiful. We're getting out of here, Mr. Lee. We're off to have some Papa Dums and some naan. Yeah. Yep. And
Butter chicken,
Reagan Josh.
Yum. Gonna be great. Are you buying? You're shouting this week, aren't you?
Am I? Oh.
Yeah, you are. You're gonna shout.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see how we go with that.
I just said that.
I left my wallet at home, so I don't know what we're going to do about that. We're going to go have a feed. I hope you, whatever you're having for lunch, I hope it's awesome. And we'll catch you Wednesday at midday for our Talking Flicks to podcast. Have a great weekend. Bye.
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 Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.